always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
This morning, the FAA is investigating after a Southwest Airlines plane dropped to roughly 525 feet before making it to the runway. The Boeing 737 making its approach into the Oklahoma City airport just after midnight Wednesday. A low altitude alarm alerted air traffic control, which contacted the cockpit.
The air traffic controller in the tower saved the day by telling them, check your altitude. They were descending over the prairie, so there was no lights, there were no visual reference. It was essentially descending over a black hole. So they were looking out at the lights of Oklahoma City, looking for the airport. And for some reason, they missed that assigned altitude.
425 on the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show. Joey knew our next guest. He flies at 500 feet all the time, but probably not in those type of circumstances. On the line with us is Ed Hamill. He's a colonel with the United States Air Force. He is retired, and he is also part of the charity Folds of Honor, and he is president of Flatstick LLC. Ed, welcome to the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Appreciate it.
Excellent. Now, you know, I know we're talking about the fair and about the charity and everything, but that clip that you heard from just your initial assessment as an experienced pilot, what do you think of that?
Oh, I don't know. I've learned a long time ago in aviation that if you don't know the details, it's best just to take the no comment route. You know, there's usually when you... Usually there's a lot of extenuating circumstances, or it could be stuff going on that you don't even know what there is. So, yeah, I really don't have much to say about that. I just heard about it for the first time myself.
Mm. All right, Ed, let's talk about Fair St. Louis, where you will be performing at the air show. I've done a little reading on your bio. It seems that you were retired for a little bit as a air show performer, but you are making a comeback. Tell us about that, and tell us about the charity Folds of Honor.
Yeah, you know, the Folds of Honor is an organization that I partner with, and it was founded by a good friend of mine, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who was a student coming through an F-16 squadron that I was an instructor in back in 2001. And that's when I first met Dan. And so I knew him several years before he started Folds of Honor in 2007. And I did have a pretty good career flying air shows. I was full-time kind of making my living at it from 03 to 2003 to 2009 with a previous big sponsor. And then I kind of hung it up and dove back into military service. I was a reservist, and I could go part-time or I could pick up full-time orders. And I went back and forth and did a lot of full-time orders until I retired in 2019. So after about 2009, I decided to focus on military and really dive back in. And I had finished up flying in the F-16. I had 20 years of flying the F-16, which was awesome. And then I spent another 10 years doing non-flying staff level positions until I retired in 2019. So I was done with air shows. It was a great chapter in my life, but I was still involved in coaching and mentoring new pilots coming on board. And I actually got a few years of experience organizing and being part of the staff that was putting on air shows. So it was kind of really a chance to branch out. And then I started flying my biplane again with no intentions of flying air shows until a private donor stepped up and said, "Hey, I know you're real passionate about Folds of Honor. And I know you have your biplane and you're flying a lot, so let's brand it the Folds of Honor biplane and see where it goes." And my response was, "Nope, that was a chapter. I'm done. No more air shows for me. I'm done." And it was the mission at Folds of Honor and the partnership and the ability to raise awareness and just tell people about what Folds of Honor does using my biplane that that has motivated me and gave me a real passion to get back into the performing side of the business.
Speaking with Ed Hamill, he's United States Air Force Colonel. He's retired. He is with the organization Folds of Honor. One of the things Folds of Honor does, Ed, is they provide academic scholarships to the families of fallen or disabled military members. Talk a little bit more about that, and do you know how many families have been served so far since the beginning of this organization?
Sure do. Since 2007, Folds of Honor has given out more than 52,000 scholarships worth over $244 million to families of mostly military, of fallen and disabled military. And last year, they expanded to families of fallen and disabled first responders. And that's really taken off and expanded their reach and their ability to provide more, you know, real life-changing educational scholarships. One of the things I love about the organization itself is that 91% or 91 cents of every dollar goes directly to scholarships. So they've averaged 9 to 10% of admin overhead since the beginning of 2007, and I really like that part of it, because you know that the majority of what you're donating to Folds of Honor is going directly to what you're donating it for, and they really minimize the overhead. And 45% of the recipients are minorities, and that part is a real testament to who they're, you know, just it takes care of everybody. And I love it. I mean, I've been real passionate. I've known some friends that that were killed in action, and their families have benefited and gotten the scholarships. One in particular, he was married with five kids. And the veteran, you know, the VA benefits are great, but it doesn't, it falls a little short when you have a family of five. And that's where Folds of Honor steps in and takes care of everybody who applies for scholarships. There's no limit. There's five kids or more or less. You know, their motto is to honor their sacrifice and educate their legacy, and that is exactly what Folds of Honor does.
Speaking with Ed Hamill, he is with the organization Folds of Honor. He's a colonel, retired with the United States Air Force. Ed, talk about your book, Living the Dream. Very interesting here, the pictures that look like that you have been able to take.
Well, I've always tell people that I had a dark room and a camera way before I ever flew an airplane. So I'm one of those frustrated professional, you know, award-winning photographers. No, I'm joking, but I love photography. So when I was full-time in the air show circuit between 03 and 09, we used to mount a digital SLR. It was actually a Canon Mark II. And we would mount that physically forward of the canopy, so it was out in the windstream, and we had it wired, so I had the trigger on the throttle, and we would put it we mounted in the same spot on the airplane, and it would get those images that you can see on the website, or there's an ebook that you can get. I'm not doing that to sell books. I just do that because it's a great marketing tool, and I love the images that we got. So after a few years of getting all these images, I just decided one day to put together this Kramer-style coffee table book, if you will. And, you know, that was fun. That was great for gifts and to help spread the word with my previous sponsor and what I do. So, photography is a love of mine, almost as much as golf.
All right. All right, let's talk about these biplanes. One, how old are these planes that you're flying? And two, explain the physics behind the biplane with the wing of one on top of each other like that.
Well, the plane that I fly is a Pitt Special. It was a factory-built airplane in 99. Mm-hmm. However, the design dates back to the 50s and 60s of this particular plane. My biplane was built specifically for competition aerobatics, and that's where you'll find a lot of airshow pilots. They started their career flying competition aerobatics, which is still active. There's still a lot of competition aerobatics all over the country. You can be involved as a beginner with no experience to the unlimited level flying of the air show, high energy skydancing type of flying that we do in the air shows, and what we'll be doing on the 4th of July and over the river in front of the arch. And so my plane, you know, I love the biplane. It has, because it's an old and tested design, mm-hmm. with fabric covered wings and fly wires, and it's very structurally sound. However, there are monoplanes that are composite and they're higher performing and they maintain their energy better. But for me, with the biplane, when I was a kid going to air shows, and I'd walk on the flight line and see all the airplanes on static display, and if they were all lined up, I'd see all the monoplanes, all the single-wing airplanes, mm-hmm. and then I'd see the biplane, whether it was a Stearman or a Pitts like mine or a Skybolt or any biplane out there, and I would just kind of gravitate towards a biplane. And so for me, it's all about the kids and whatever inspires the kids to do whatever they want, whether it's fly an airplane or be a firefighter or a cop or a doctor. It just inspires them to set goals because they look at it and they just see, hopefully they see what we do in the air, and they know that it took a lot of work and a lot of practice, and hopefully it inspires them to set goals and work hard and never give up.
Well, we know that you're going to be inspiring a lot of people on July 4th at the Celebrate St. Louis Festival that is going to be downtown. The air show starts at 2 p.m. What type of maneuvers should people be expecting to see you perform, and what is the most trickiest maneuver that you do?
Well, I'm glad you're mentioning that because I cannot wait to get back. I think the last time I flew this air show was in 2005.
All right.
And to me, so it was formerly a different name, and now it is Celebrate St. Louis.
Yeah, you'd be Fair St. Louis.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now it's Celebrate St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be tied together with several events throughout the year, and that's why they're moving to a different name. So you'll see the word or the phrase Celebrate St. Louis mm-hmm. Used throughout the year, and it won't just be tied specifically to the 4th of July. And it's what a unique, awesome venue to fly right over the river mm-hmm. between the Eads and the Eads Bridge. And then the other one, I forget the name of it.
Poplar, Joey?
We've got the Stan Musial as well, yeah. The Stan Musial Veterans mm-hmm. Memorial, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know they did a bunch of renovation down there at the park,
yes.
Underneath the arch. So the maneuvers, you know, everybody's going to be doing similar maneuvers, some better than others. But for me, my maneuvers, whether it's rolls or tumbles or corkscrew type maneuvers or vertical up or vertical down or any kind of a humpty bump, mm-hmm. anything where you – one maneuver – you know, it appears that the airplane's hovering and it might be moving a little bit across the ground, but it pretty much stands still in the sky because of all the horsepower that I have. But what I do is I use my maneuvers and the music and the narration to tell a story. Wife and my daughter and my son, my wife and daughter are part of the team. So is my son. But my daughter's going to be working this show, and my show and narration, it has a message, and I'll admit you will feel like you've listened to a 9-minute infomercial mm-hmm. for Folds of Honor, but what we good. Do is we celebrate the American family, and that is what we talk about, is the family support and doing whatever you want to do and how the family is so important in succeeding in life and being happy. So what I talk about with people is I've been very fortunate with the F-16 career and all the air shows that I've done, and I fly for a major airline. I always say with nothing to prove and everything to give back, let's barnstorm across America and celebrate the American family and raise awareness for Folds of Honor, which is a real big supporter and really does everything for the family that supports us in so many ways.
Colonel, what's the name of the maneuver where you guys fly straight up in the air and then the plane drops like the engine is stalled or something and then you recover? Do you do that maneuver?
I do. So there's one maneuver that was invented by a very famous air show pilot named Charlie Hillard. And in 1973, he was in the World Aerobatic Championships. And And there was a freestyle part of each competition where you can go up and just show the judges any maneuver that you can come up with. It's not very structured. Mm-hmm. Let's see something new. So he went pure vertical. So he starts level and he pulls to vertical and he's rolling straight up. And then when the upward momentum stops and the airplane continues to roll as the airplane starts sliding backwards in the smoke that it just, but the airplane continues to turn and your airflow over the wings have stopped, if not reversed, but it still continues turning in the same direction. And that's, that is helped by the torque of the engine. Hmm. So we call it a torque roll. So
that's one of the most scary ones when I see that.
Well, we have minimum altitudes. We do everything safe. We make sure we always have outs. But for me, I don't fly just a torque roll. I fly Trojan's torque roll. Hmm. So Major Troy Trojan Gilbert was a friend of mine at Luke Air Force Base who was killed in action 2006. Hmm. And I just, with the permission of his widow, his wife, I put names to most of my maneuvers. So that's the Trojan's torque roll for me.
Well, Colonel, you will, we've been saying you're going to be performing at July 4th at Celebrate St. Louis. The air show begins at 2 p.m. Also, you are with the organization Folds of Honor. Give folks a website if they want to get more information about Folds of Honor and the great work that you all do.
Yeah, if you go to foldsofhonor.org, then you'll get all the information and you'll have an opportunity to either make a one-time donation. They also have a program called The Squadron, which is a $13 a month recurring donation. So if you join The Squadron, you can really make a big difference in helping to provide a life-changing education. So foldsofhonor.org. If you want more flying videos, I have them all linked on my website, which is edhamel.com. And I also have a link to Folds of Honor on edhamel.com. So the big one is foldsofhonor.org because everything I do points in their direction.
Colonel, thank you so much for your service to our nation, and thank you for giving back and helping with this organization, Folds of Honor. And hope that you have a great time here in St. Louis and a successful show.
Hey, well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate everything you do as well.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Again, if you want to get more information at foldsofhonor.com, Ed's website, personal website, is edhamel.com. And if you want more information about Celebrate St. Louis, the July 4th festival downtown, that is celebratestlouis.org. There's going to be festivities all day, 10 a.m., America's Birthday Parade at 12 p.m. There's a Boulevard and Family Fun Zone at 12:30. Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation Teen Talent Performance. At 2 p.m., of course, is the Air Show. 4 p.m., the Eads Bridge 150th Anniversary Celebration. Did not know the bridge was that old. At 4:15 to 9:40, live music under the arch. And at 9:40, a fireworks spectacular framed by the Gateway Arch. That is Celebrate St. Louis this July 4th. Ed Hamill will be performing.